In the lunchtime edition, Barbados Revenue Authority employees at the Pine office on strike, picketing the compound over a number of grievances. The opposition leader concerned about the appointment of an Englishman as CEO of the QEH as government defends the decision. PSV operators want an ease on fuel tax as part of their budget wish list. Supermarket entrepreneur Neville Rowe passes away. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming. Workers at the Barbados Revenue Authority office at the Pine in St. Michael are off the job over a number of grievances, including the alleged unfair dismissal of some employees at the authority. Disgruntled workers represented by the Unity Workers Union were armed with placards as they aired their concerns. The UWU's General Secretary Caswell Franklin told the media they are protesting the behavior of the management of the BRA as he accused them of the unfair dismissal of a messenger.
The messenger was given postal orders to take to the post office. The post office would then write Bra a check for the amount in the postal order. Well, he took it down, and I'm not giving the exact figures. Let's say he took on postal orders for $2,500, but he came back with a check for $2,003. Didn't check with anybody, but dismissed him. But the problem was that the post office could not verify that amount, so they only send back the amounts that they could verify. All right. So when the money come back, when the post office eventually send the money, it's already dismissed, and they don't want to acknowledge they made a mistake, and they are now seeking to get him to accept a payout for their bad behavior. We are not taking any payout. We don't want a payout. We want his job back.
He warns the BRA they will step up protest action if the issues are not addressed.
By just hiding away, they don't want to deal with these issues because they cannot justify their actions. So that is why we are here today. We want to make sure that we hold them to account. And if I say if we have to, we will continue on when it matters. This is like a warning shot across the bow. Let me know that we have, you see, if you look back, you will see some of the numbers that are here. We can muster more. And this country has too many problems not to be able to collect its revenue. And we don't want to shut down Friday when that is their way there. But if they force us, we will.
The General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, is concerned about the appointment of an Englishman as CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital as government defends that decision. Mr. Thorne raised his objections as the estimates debate turned its focus to the Ministry of Health and Wellness. He noted that government has disclosed that there were only two Barbadians among the 84 applicants. Mr. Thorne wondered if Barbadians were reluctant to apply due to the belief that they would be overlooked, and argues that a Barbadian or Caribbean national should hold the top post.
And Barbadians will begin to wonder, are we not fit to run our hospital? Whether it is 2 or 22, if one had applied, is he less fit or she? If two applied, are they less fit than the one guru who will join shortly? What are we saying to Barbadians? Negating the worth of an entire population of persons who are probably qualified academically, intellectually, and otherwise. But you reduce it to a statistical argument. Only two applied. And therefore, one must conclude that you're saying two Barbadians are not equal to one Englishman.
He cited other cases to highlight what he claims is a worrying trend.
We understand that in housing, you now have hope under the chairmanship of a South African and under the chief executive office of an Englishman. And if that is the mood in this country, how do you expect Barbadians to apply and feel that they will qualify for these positions? And I am saying that the government is on a trajectory where it is seeming to reject qualified Barbadians to occupy these high offices.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne. However, the health minister, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott, rejected the accusations, insisting there was indeed a transparent process.
I have not interfered in the process, contrary to the assertion of the leader of the opposition. I have had no role in it. The board met. They had their selection committee as members of the board. My PS was on the board. I believe the general secretary of the NUPW was a member of the selection committee. They advertised. 84 people applied for this post. 2 were Barbadian. I was concerned about that. That's why I said it. So I don't know about this nonsense about 2 Barbadians being equivalent to 1 Englishman. For the information of the chamber and the lead, honorable lead of the opposition, there were 43 Trinidadians.
Health Minister Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott in the lunchtime edition. Barbadian businessman Neville Rowe has died. He was the owner of the Julie N. Complex at Haggett Hall, St. Michael, which subsequently became Sky Mall. He'd also opened a Julie N. supermarket in St. Lucia. Mr. Rowe, who had been ailing, was in his 70s. A close friend of Mr. Rowe and former operations manager at the then Julie N. supermarket, Peter Chase, remembers Mr. Rowe as a gentle and kind man who was the ultimate perfectionist.
Neville was a so clean human being, right? He was gentle. He loved people, right? And one thing with Neville would tell me that he had to find good and he had to praise good for some of the poor people about this train. He was always there, he was kind, he would give away quietly, you know? You know, Neville never had the heart to fire anybody. He had to be one of us to dismiss staff, you know? But I did a lot of traveling with Neville. He had fun fighting, but he had a way of everything had to be right, perfect. Shelves had to be clean. The store had to be immaculate. That was Neville Rowe, you know?
Peter Chase, a friend of the late Neville Rowe. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. It would require the Chinese tech giant to sell its stake in the app within 6 months or face a ban from U.S. app stores and web hosting platforms that Chinese tech giant is ByteDance. It follows previous efforts by American authorities to limit access to the app, citing national security risks. The bill's fate in the Senate is unclear, but President Joe Biden says he will sign the bill into law if it reaches his desk. China, meantime, has warned that a proposed ban on TikTok would, quote, come back to bite the U.S. The warning came ahead of that congressional vote. U.S. officials have long expressed concern about TikTok, citing potential national security risks. TikTok's owners have repeatedly rejected that it poses any threat. Our top stories. Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, employees at the Pine office on strike, picketing the compound over a number of grievances. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, concerned about the appointment of an Englishman as CEO of the QEH, as government defends that decision. Supermarket entrepreneur Neville Rowe passes away, and the U.S. House passes a bill that could ban TikTok, as China warns there will be consequences. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.